The animated feature Ice Dragon: Legend of the Blue Daisies blooms on big screens nationwide for a two-day family-friendly adventure. Take an amazing journey to an enchanted world that holds a secret, where hope is in a song. In select cinemas nationwide, March 24th and 26th only. Tickets are on sale now at phantomevents.com. If you missed the live event, purchase a copy for your home library on Blu-ray, digital, or DVD. Visit icedragonmovie.com for free resources for the kids.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone and welcome. My name is Felice Skirwitz and this is an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. Today we're going to talk about faith and whether or not it is a gift. Is it given freely by God or is it just given to a chosen few? This is a question that many people have discussed and it's really an interesting one. And you can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. Look for faith, and I believe that's all I have on there. Sometimes I don't remember what I name my podcast, so sorry about that. Well, Hebrews 11:1 states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Do you believe in God, in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit? Do you believe the words in the Bible are true, all of them? Do you believe that when God says something, it will happen? Do you believe in miracles, in everlasting life, in heaven, in hell? Do you trust in the Lord? Do you believe by faith that you can entrust yourself to God and that He will be there for you? If you answered yes to any of these, then you have the gift of faith. This is a gift of believing without seeing. Even those who were witnesses to the miracle that Jesus performed during his life on earth turned their back on him in his hour of need. Faith takes work. The gift of faith is very tightly connected to prayer. God is a gentleman. He doesn't force things upon us. He has given us free will. If we ask for faith in prayer, he will grant it. We read in Matthew 21:21-22, Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." And again, we have to ask, is faith a spiritual gift? Or is it a gift called saving faith? Now, saving faith is a profession of faith we say when we accept the Lord into our lives, like Ephesians 2:8-9 says. And the answer to both of this is yes, they are gifts and they are freely given, but not all accept them from the Lord. And there is a difference between saving faith and this other spiritual gift of faith. And this is what we're going to explore deeper. Faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit, but who receives it? If you read all of 1 Corinthians 12, it explains the gifts of the Spirit. We have the capacity to have all of these gifts, but do we want them? Spiritual gifts are given to Christians who will use them and use it for others to help others, in essence, the body of Christ. If you look at Hebrews 11, it shows faith in action. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, and so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And so it continues on in verse 5. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So there's your answer. If you earnestly seek God, he will give you faith. And with faith, you can do much. You can please God and you can do things through God's grace and blessings. Faith includes trust, a trust that what God teaches through the faith handed down to us through the years, as well as the words in the Bible, are true. Do you believe all that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us when he walked the earth? Faith comes with a demonstration of this amazing gift. It is accompanied by works, not so that we can boast, as the scriptures say, but so that we can point to the glory of God and we can point to the Lord for all he has done in our lives. One of my favorite verses is Matthew 17:20. He replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Faith takes trust, and trust takes work. It takes relationship. It takes honor. If you read all of Hebrews 11, I'm giving you a lot of scriptures to read today. It is an amazing testament to the faith that was given in abundance to those who served the Lord. As a gift of the Holy Spirit, faith is powerful. It brings with it an extraordinary hope of the promises, the power, and the blessings and grace that come to those who serve the Lord according to his will. Faith allows people who are ordinary in every way to lead extraordinary lives. Without faith, these ordinary people, such as Noah, couldn't have completed the task that God had for him. How could he? God gives all Christians saving faith, that is salvation. But the additional gift, the spiritual gift of faith, will allow us to walk on the path that is closer to God and, in essence, will help us to find his will for our lives. We have to pray for that faith. We have to ask for it. God will give it to us, but then he wants us to use it for his glory. We can pray for others, and we can expect answered prayer. We can pray for healing, and we can expect miracles. Who wouldn't want this? I know I do. Is the Holy Spirit prompting you to reach out to someone in need, to pray for them, or to intercede? Sometimes someone comes to mind out of the blue, and we think about them, and when this happens, pray for them. There may be a reason the Lord is asking you to do this. However, step out in faith and do it. If the Lord is asking something of you and you do not feel you have enough faith to deal with it, ask the Holy Spirit for more faith and he will grant it. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for the gift of faith, and we ask you, Lord, to give it to us, everyone who's listening today, more abundantly. I just praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do for us, for just being with us, for walking along the path and this journey of life with us, my God. I thank you for today. I thank you for tomorrow. I thank you for everything in our lives, Lord. I ask you that you give us the faith and the grace that surpasses all understanding, that you continue to help us along the journey, that small, still voice that is yours, Lord, becomes louder if we have a hard time hearing you, my God. Please be evident to each one of us. We say yes to you, Lord. We say yes to your vision for our lives, Lord. We want to unite our will to yours, my God. And we just ask for a deeper faith, and we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can find the podcast show notes at afewminuteswithgod.com, podcast 32, on faith. God bless and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.